And, yeah. All right. Let me think if I can think of anything else you need to know before I venture out and start recording other people in the house. One thing you might want is, which they think it's very, very important to know this. That's one of the things they test you on if you see if you can speak well, is if you know how to ask for water, which kind of shows the culture, desert-based and all. But, like, you know, if you were home and I wasn't home and for some reason the tap to the water wasn't on and you wanted to ask somebody, water is omeya, omeya, omeya. So you would ask, I mean, if you just said omeya, omeya, you only have to say it one time, I don't know why I'm repeating it. if you just said omeya, then they would know what you meant. If you wanted to say it really nice and get it down, David, maybe you want to take on the special super extra challenge, you would say, can you help me some water? Which is the literal translation of, like, can I please have some water? There's no word for please in Oshinanga. It's all in the tone of voice. But to say, can you help me, you say, kwathanje, kwathanje. So you would say, kwathanje omeya, and that would be very polite, very nice, please help me some water. You will hear people here all the time asking you, help me $1, help me this, help me that, because they think that that's the politest way to do it, even though to us it's a command and it's kind of rude, and also it doesn't make any sense. all right, we think again. Yeah, that's about all that you really need to know to be totally loved and appreciated here, which you will be, even if you can't say any of that. But yeah, so your homework is to practice that. Give yourselves, you know, different ages, different genders, and practice saying, you know, walalabo meme, nawa, walalabo tate, nawa, walalabo kuku, nawa. If you want to practice saying it to a child, which is also possible, you can just say walalapo, or you can say walalapo nga. Nga is you, kind of. Basically, it corresponds to you, but it's sort of a disrespectful thing because we don't really say that, so it just only works with children. Walalapo nga. And you would definitely be able to get away with just saying walalapo, but to be really nice and respectful, get the full bang for your buck of effort, throw in the meme tate or cuckoo. Yeah, so practicing wuhalapo meme, wuhalapo tate, wuhalapo cuckoo, watakewapo meme, watakewapo tate, watakewapo cuckoo. And you'll be a hit. Oh my lord, they will love it. They will eat you up with a spoon if you can greet them. Oh man. And then, you know, tangi is good. Oh, let's talk about shaking hands.